brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I want to, in one swath, in the next segment, get into Arthur Bombshell. Core City released evidence proving Obama certificate a fraudulent composite. This key article from yesterday afternoon by Paul Watson has already scrolled off the front page of Infowars.com. It's at the bottom of the featured news area of PrisonPlanet.com. I think I'm going to have one of my writers repost it as the top link on Infowars.com because it's so important. And we do have a video coming out. It'll be at the top of the Alex Jones channel sometime this afternoon. It'll be at the top of Infowars and Prison Planet. A key 10-minute video I shot last night up till about midnight. Aaron stayed up adding documentation to it all evening, all night until this morning. And now he's busy converting it and dumping it down and getting it ready. So that's coming up. And why is this important? The three Birchler videos covering the controversy in the last month had about 1.5 million views. The biggest one has 700,000 views. And why that is important is on YouTube, if you type in Obama birth certificate or birth certificate, it is the top link. And at this rate, it'll probably have about 10 million views the next year. And we've got some videos with that many views. And on Google, it's the in the top 10 searches on the Obama birth certificate is that one video. Now, that's a video I shot the day he released it. We just looked at it, hoping it was real because we wanted to move on. And, well, I'm going to talk about it when we come back. It's just this new video. I haven't figured out the title yet, but I need to do that in the next hour or so can get it uploaded. It's encoding right now. I need to come up with a headline that describes what's happened here. And I asked my crew, White House running scared, White House launches dirty tricks in birth certificate cover-up. You know, more proof, Obama birth certificate fake. I mean, I don't know what we call it. I mean, what do you call I'm about to cover when we come back? The White House has come out saying it's one of their main campaign issues because they don't want to focus on the real issues. You got Corsi coming out, and he wouldn't say this unless he had the proof. We've looked at it. We have the proof, but that it's a composite of multiple real birth certificates. That's what we said weeks ago from our research. Esquire putting out this fake story, breaking Jerome Corsi's birther book pulled from shelves. And even when they had to add that it was satire later, they did it at the bottom. I'm going to read this article when we come back. This is the issue. If it's discredited and it's dead and buried, why are they going whole hog after Corsi? Why is the White House in ABC News going after him yesterday, right when this new thing comes out? They are scared to death. By the way, got a lot of new books and videos at Infowars.com. This one I think is the best for waking up newbies. Great animated film, The American Dream, Fighting the Lying Liars, One Stupid Lie at a Time, available at Infowars.com. Into the Fire that catches police and provocateurs red-handed at the G20 staging events, burning police car on the front. Into the Fire, Invisible Empire by Jason Burness, Big Brother by Mark Dice, excellent. Ventura's new book, 63 Documents. You can get those together and get one of my films free. And Where's the Birth Certificate? The case that Barack Obama is not eligible to be president. Well, just on the Indonesia citizenship issue, that's the big one. Number one New York Times bestselling author of The Obama Nation and senior staff reporter for WorldNet Daily. And we've got these available and discounted at Infowars.com right now if you want to get the book and very, very important information. Of course, he's joining us tomorrow. Okay, I'm going to get into all of this on the other side. Then Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joining us, and then Dr. Steve Pachenik as well. We'll be right back.
ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, coming up in about 25 minutes, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joins us on a host of key issues, including his view on what's happening with Dominique Strauss-Kahn, now the disgraced individual who stepped down as the head of the IMF and is still in custody for the alleged rape sodomy. Then we have Dr. Steve Pachinik joining us to cover a host of issues, and Obama's new announcement that Israel must be based on the 1967 borders. That's just talk to get the new Arab Spring movement to somehow link up with the globalists and the Al-Qaeda forces they've got that are the head of these movements on record. Very complex developments on that front. And we'll get Robert's take on that and also Dr. Pachinik's take on that coming up. Here's the headline. Obama, Palestinian state must be based on 1967 borders. Continuing, officials exploit Indy 500 to roll out new federal alert system. Indiana is one of their big beta test states. I've always pointed that out. They were the first that I know of more than 15 years ago, or right around 15 years ago, to have license plate reading cameras up. That was not classified, but not public information when I discovered it. I know the folks that have said there's absolutely no Fourth Amendment, and it's actually a bad thing. So you got some real hardcore despots up there. Okay. Good people, though, in Indiana. But they definitely have an out-of-control government. Okay. Let me get into the whole birth certificate situation. I want to be clear. I shot a special report on this last night. It'll be up in the next few hours. 10-minute report at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and I haven't developed the title yet of the special video report, but I'll be able to give that to you by the end of the broadcast coming up here an hour and 50 minutes from now. But I want to be clear. I was criticized 3 years ago when the whole birther controversy began, before the media even gave it a name to try to criticize it. I had Tarpley on, who had questions because I respected him, and I had Phil Berg on because I respected him. This is when Obama hadn't even gotten the nomination yet, because I knew they were guys who had integrity and did real research, and I interviewed them a little bit, but I actually got criticized because I didn't commit to it. I didn't say that I think there's total proof and I think he was born in Kenya. I said, look, my issue is Obama is the guy getting all the Wall Street money. He says all his advisors are these globalists. He's going to continue what Bush did, but it's going to give left cover to it. So the left's going to go to sleep. He's going to support torture, secret arrests, new wars. I knew that because of who his advisors were. I started making the Obama deception when he was president-elect in November, and it was released about a month after he was in office. In March. He got in January 22nd. It was released March 13th, so a little bit, about a month or so, a month and a half after he got in. And I covered the issues. I covered the facts. It's not that I'm ashamed when the media calls me a birther. It's just not accurate to say I'm whole hog committed. I'm somebody who made two films about Obama, accurately predicted in the first film exactly what he would do with stunning prescience. But it's not prescience. It's knowing the globalist program and who his advisors are and what the agenda is. I mean, it's like if I'm driving down I-35 and I'm driving through Temple and Waco, I know in 70, 80 miles, I'm going to hit Georgetown and then Austin. I mean, I'm following what they're doing. It's really not that hard. That's what's so frustrating about this. But to make a long story short, 3 years ago, I thought it was a distraction, but out of hundreds and hundreds of broadcasts we did, I did maybe five or six on it. And got a lot of criticism. You've heard the calls. How dare you not be covering a birth certificate? How dare you not be, you know, and I'm just like, look, I think it's suspicious. Nixon lied. Clinton lied. Bush Sr., read my lips. I mean, they lie. Clinton bombed aspirin factories to divert people from Monica Lewinsky. I get it. But I've got areas I can prove 100% that they're lying. And so why should I go with this? But over time, I did more research. Some of his records came out from Indonesia. He was Barry Sotero on there. He was listed by the government as Barry Sotero. That means he had to give up his citizenship. The rest of the records have been blocked. They're all secretive about his college records and high school records. And no one remembered him as a child, a little boy in Hawaii, and his mother's got this weird CIA history, and it's not just Barry Sotero. There's this other Indonesian name on records that we do have. And then the White House spent over $2 million fighting to release records. And one of the biggest issues was they released that receipt of a certificate that anybody can go to the health department and get a print off of. And it's simply saying that the Bureau of Vital Statistics federally says that there is a filing of a record for a birth certificate for that person. And the media said, this is the birth certificate. There is no such thing as a long form. This is made up. They're lying. This is the original. And everybody said, well, mine's got doctor's signatures on it. And all these boxes and the weight and the mother and the father and all this stuff. That's not what it is. And they said, shut up. That's it. For 2 years plus. I thought, well, that's suspicious. And then, of course, these books coming out. You've got this big Democratic operative out there saying what people want to hear. Pro-socialist healthcare in the past. Pro-eminent domain. Big globalist. Casino owner. I mean, give me a break, folks. That's mob. Donald Trump. And he's out there running around and brings up this issue. And then right after he, quote, gets discredited when the fake birth certificate comes out, he then cusses a bunch, knowing that'll discredit him. He's an actor. And I came out and pointed that out at the time. And since then, Monday he dropped out. But he is a good actor. He was almost convincing me he was going to run for a while. My gut at first said, this is all a publicity stunt. And it turns out I've always got to go with my gut. But I've set the table with that background. I don't know if this is a giant psyop or whether he wasn't born in Hawaii or his real birth certificate has a different father listed. And Wayne Madsen was high-level NSA. Everything he's told me has ended up being true. And he won't give me his sources. Well, he's quite a character in person. Hung out with him a lot when he was here for 2 days. He said the word is he was here and said it the day before the birth certificate came out. He said, no, he was born in Hawaii. There's a different father. And then off air, he said, well, I can't really give the source or give more details because it will give up the source. And I mean, a day later, they released the birth certificate, and Madsen predicted they would do that as well. And now, of course, he's saying he was told 3 weeks before that they were. I had sources saying they were getting ready to very high level in D.C. and Chicago. We even had callers saying the same thing with their media sources in Chicago who were in media. Because these folks talk. People say, well, something this big, it would come out. It does come out. Just like ships came back at the Gulf of Tonkin and said it was staged. It was in the San Diego newspaper, but then people forgot where they read it, and it became an urban legend. It wasn't an urban legend. You know, generally, legends have some truth to them. But continuing here, either they're putting this all out to make it a diversion and make the election about his eligibility because they know he really was born in America, and they think this is something to hype up because then people don't look at the torture, the wars, the lobbyists, the banker insiders, the Patriot Act, all the things Democrats said they hated. Well, if you hate what Obama's doing, then you hated Bush. But if you hated Bush on his policies and you're a Democrat, you should hate Obama. But if you love Bush, you should love Obama if you're a mainline Republican, because rhetoric's different, but the actions are identical in the real world. So either it's a psyop to make this about this non-issue, and there's some evidence towards that that came out from the White House yesterday, or they are hiding something in his past. And with the Indonesia stuff and the records being covered up and his CIA background, I don't know. But it's important, and we're covering it because the system is pushing it out there for a reason. And so we have to analyze it. You know, we didn't just spend 2-3 weeks on bin Laden just because we knew that was a fake operation. It's everything connected to why did they bring that out now domestically? Well, it's for the reelection campaign. He's going to run on killing bin Laden. But it's also about hyping up new terror attacks, and it's about framing Pakistan and having a pretext to occupy that country. So see, there's reasons they roll these things out. It's what they matrix in and connect to it. What are the spokes coming off from this? It's why, even though it's a propaganda event, within the propaganda event is the riddle to understand the plan and the next phase. So you have to study these very carefully. Now, it blew over a few weeks ago. A lot of polls showed people still don't believe he was born here, don't believe a word he says, because government's been caught lying so much in the past. I mean, if Nixon called Woodward and Bernstein in to start a Watergate and said, boys, I didn't have people break into that hotel, and they said, that's good enough for us, Mr. President. No, I mean, that's ridiculous. You don't just buy, and presidents were more trusted back in the 70s than they are now. Since when do we just, oh, you say there's WMDs in Iraq. It turns out they lied premeditatedly. Oh, you say you were born in Hawaii. You say all of these things. They lie, 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 lie. I mean, think of all the lies. Read my lips, no new taxes. I didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. They're legion. Now, something big happened. Multiple things happened yesterday, and we're going to cover it when we come back. Because Esquire will lose a lawsuit. I mean, there's no doubt the WorldNet Daily gets the right lawyer. This is economic espionage 101. Definitely is going to damage WorldNet Daily's publishers. It's definitely a hoax meant to damage the book. And we're going to cover it when we come back. And it shows total desperation. And Esquire is a White House mouthpiece. Stay with us. We're going to break this down on the other side.
Concerned about radioactive fallout? The number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its TruCool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold processed stevia and comes in three delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda in the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
349, 359, 379. How much pain at the pump can you handle? Ease your pain now. Did you know you can increase gas mileage by 25 to 45% or even as high as 60% by adding water? Go to SaveYourGasMoney.com and learn how you can save an average of $750 to $1,850 per year with our hydrogen on-demand technology. Running our hydrogen gas through your engine is the equivalent of using 140 octane fuel. See how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. We have two complete systems for all cars, trucks, and SUVs for gas and diesel engines. Our gas-saving stainless steel units install easily in about 2 hours with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe, American-made, requires no maintenance, comes with a lifetime warranty, great technical support, and same-day shipping. Visit SaveYourGasMoney.com or call 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Ease your pain at the pump with SaveYourGasMoney.com.
Finishing up with this new big controversy, we got Dr. Corsi on tomorrow. Breaking, Esquire reported, Jerome Corsi's birther book pulled from the shelves. One day after the release of where's the birth certificate, the case that Barack Obama is not eligible to be president, by Dr. Jerome Corsi, WorldNet Daily editor and chief executive officer Joseph Farah has announced plans to recall and pulp the entire 200,000 first printing run of the book, as well as announcing an offer to refund the purchase price to anyone who has already bought either a hard copy or electronic download of the book. Now, that's meant to just flood them through their merchant services and bank accounts. With that, people will then think it's been offered and get mad when it's not offered. Stores will get calls and walk-ins. They will then pull it from the store shelves. It's just totally criminal. And this was not written in a satire section. It was written in politics news section by Mark Warren. Just unbelievably vicious. And, again, they do hit pieces for the White House, but this is a desperation move. Why? If he's born in Hawaii, this is a real birth certificate, why worry? Because I don't know where he was born. I don't want to talk about it. But when he puts a fake out, and it's just been, oh, my gosh, the whole thing is fake. I've gone over it. We've got a video coming out in a few hours breaking it down, the kerning, the computer changing it, the typewriter letters being identical. A typewriter strikes the ribbon, and everyone is different. Even if it's the same E or A or Z, it's like a snowflake or a fingerprint. The way it strikes, the way the ink blobs around the edge when the metal strikes the ribbon. Anybody who's had a typewriter knows that, but you blow it up, they're identical. This was done with a computer. It was done to be fake, to be discovered. Or they're just so desperate and they didn't want to have an agency do it because they thought folks might blackmail the White House with it and it might get leaked that they use somebody down the hall. I don't know. The point is, it's fake. It's fake. It's fake. There's no doubt. This is so crazy. And so they had this article and it goes out and says in an exclusive interview, a reflective Farah who wrote the book's foreword, they say they interviewed him. A reflective Farah who wrote the book's foreword and also published Corsi's earlier best-selling work, Unfit for Command, Swift Boat Veteran, speaking out against John Kerry. And it goes on, I believe with all my heart that Barack Obama is destroying this country, and I will continue to stand against his administration at every turn. But in light of recent events, this book has become problematic and contains what I now believe to be factual inaccuracies. He's speaking for him, saying he interviewed him, a journalist in a prestigious magazine. He said this morning, I cannot in good conscience publish it and expect anyone to believe it. So that's like saying Alex Jones admitted he committed murder. Alex Jones admits he lied all these years. Imagine if Esquire put out an article and said, we interviewed Alex Jones. He admits he injects heroin. He admits he's lied all these years. He admits he tortures little dogs. They are saying they interviewed the publisher who's printed hundreds of thousands of these, millions in investment. This could destroy him. And they say it's being pulled. They want to refund your money. We talked to him. And it goes on. Esquire did this, ladies and gentlemen. And then hours and hours later, after national news picked it up, then they add that it's satire at the bottom, not even at the top. Now, here's the WorldNet Daily article. National Mag publishes fabricated report attacking Corsi book. Esquire claims bestseller being disavowed by publisher pulled from shelves. Just unbelievable economic sabotage. That is espionage or economic sabotage. That's what espionage is, boys and girls. Now, continuing, what else came out yesterday? ABC News talking to the White House. They're going to sell Made in America T-shirts running on the fact that the birthers are discredited. So instead of running on the fact that Obama's lied about everything and is incredibly corrupt and that the economy's falling apart, instead they're going to run, ABC News reports on this. So because they're going to run on it, they've got to continue to attack the fact that it's a fake birth certificate. Part of the reason for the shirts, a campaign official told ABC News, is despite the president's release last month, the long-form birth certificate, I thought there wasn't one of those in existence. They didn't exist, remember? See the previous lies, like we're idiots and don't know there's a long-form? Conservative fact-checking author Jerome Corsi's book, Where's the Birth Certificate? The case that Barack Obama is not eligible to be president was published last week. And it goes on to say the White House is basically going to run on the birth certificate issue. And so they've come out with an announcement saying that Corsi and Farah have pled guilty to being, frauds when they didn't. And Obama's the fraud, the birth certificate
fraud.
We're
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Paul Craig, Robert, syndicated columnist, former Wall Street Journal editor, and of course, former head of policy department of Treasury under Reagan. Here in a moment, just briefly finishing up with the birth certificate. I've not been a birther in the 3 years this has been out. I have interviewed some guests. I've looked at it. They're definitely covering up Obama's past. His mother's definitely CIA and above with the big foundations. He definitely had the name Barry Sotero. It's weird. But the fact that they did release this new one and it's been analyzed and it's clearly been shown to be fake is amazing. And Dr. Jerome Corsi is on tomorrow. And we've got that report up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Birther bombshell, Corsi to release evidence proving Obama certificate as fraudulent, a fraudulent composite. We've got a video in the next few hours going up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, a 10-minute report detailing the full spectrum of this information. And Joseph Ferris saying he's going to have to sue Esquire now because it wasn't a parody. They didn't say it was a parody. They didn't add it was satire. They came out in a serious report and said they interviewed Ferris and he was recalling the book and giving people's money back, which is economic espionage and a serious, serious attack, which shows they're desperate. And ABC News reports the White House is now planning to run on the birth certificate issue and putting out campaign T-shirts to be sold to raise money. So this issue is not going away. I wish it would, because I want to look at the issues with Obama. He might have been born on Mars, for all I care. At the end of the day, this guy's continuing the neocon agenda. We'll also get Dr. Paul Craig Roberts' take on Obama coming out and pushing all these revolutions and saying Israel needs to go back to its 67 borders. Ron Paul's out saying there is a move to try to occupy Pakistan. I had General Gould on a few days ago. U.S. helicopter attacked an emplacement over there. It is certainly deteriorating very, very quickly. So that's all coming up. Now, the main reason that we have Dr. Paul Craig Roberts with us today is the whole Dominique Strauss-Kahn situation. And in national polls in France, fully 60% or higher, the lowest poll 60%, believe this is a setup. Kahn was set in polls to handily defeat and was going to be running as the leader of the Socialist Party against Nicolas Sarkozy, who is a lapdog of the Anglo-American banking establishment. I'm not saying Bilderberg Group member Kahn's a good guy. He's a globalist, one-worlder as well. But it is suspicious that normally, you know, Al Gore, any of these guys can get away with murder. Bill Clinton, Juanita Broderick, all of it. But then magically this happens. The whole thing is suspicious. And Paul Craig Roberts has an article, The Strauss-Kahn Frame-Up, The American Police State Strides Forward. So we'll cover that first, then get his take on the whole OBL hoax. He very eloquently a few weeks ago with Paul Watson broke down some of the glaring issues. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, thank you for joining us today.
Hello, Alex.
Good to have you with us. Let's get into the Dominique Strauss-Kahn. You seem pretty convinced here that there's some dirty shenanigans going on.
Well, I do. I am, because from the very beginning, the police, instead of doing as they are required to do and give a defendant the presumption of innocence, immediately began painting a picture of a guilty man. So from the very first announcement, the police have been trying to paint his guilt all over him, and it continues that way. And so when you see that, it's pretty much a giveaway that they intend to convict him. And there's too many things wrong with the story. And one of the most astounding things is that the way they found him is that when he got to the airport, he realized he had left a cell phone and called the hotel. He said, I'm at John F. Kennedy Airport, and I think I've left my cell phone, and would you see if you can retrieve it? Now, that doesn't go with the picture that the police put out of a rapist fleeing his crime and heading out of the country. And that was also the reason he was denied bail. The judge said, oh, he was fleeing the scene and had run on a plane, and we caught him just in the nick of time. Well, they didn't catch him. He called in and reported where he was. So it doesn't really make much sense that if you were fleeing from a crime scene, that you would then call the scene of the crime and tell them where you are. So there are just so many things about it. Now, we do know that he was expected to be able to defeat Nicolas Sarkozy for the presidency of France in this upcoming election, and that Sarkozy is America's guy. We put him in there. It was American money and influence, and that another black mark against Strauss-Kahn is that he let the IMF issue a report recently that said that within 5 years, China would have surpassed the United States as the world's leading economic power. And now this hurts Washington's prestige and hurts its ability to bully people. The people say, well, if we can hold out long enough, they'll lose their some of their power. And so this also is a mark against him. And then I think a third mark is that he had scared the bankers because he speaks of the need to re-regulate the banking system, which is run amok. And he has also indicated that he was sympathetic with Joseph Stiglitz's view that the IMF should cease to be a weapon that the rich use against the poor, and that the kind of austerity programs that are imposed on poor people, as in Greece today, Ireland today, in order to bail out Wall Street, that just really doesn't fly. And so he had a whole number then of powerful enemies, and had predicted prior to his departure for the United States that he thought Sarkozy would set him up with a rape charge. Now, he didn't mean in America, in an American hotel. He was thinking in France that he would be presented with this type of smear in order to reduce his standing in the polls.
Yes, sir. Let me add a caveat there. I have BBC, Daily Mail, all the big French papers. He was on record saying they could set me up in a car park claiming I raped a woman, but that's not even the big key. I want you to speak to that. And then this, they admit that a campaign staffer of Sarkozy put out the tweet that he had been grabbed for raping this woman before it was even in the news.
Yes.
And before he was even arrested, and now they backtrack and said, well, we got a call from one of our operatives in the hotel, and it went further. The head spin doctor, and this is admitted,
right,
admits for Sarkozy, the big national Karl Rove over there, the equivalent of Karl Rove, admits that he put this out before it was even known. So whether he did it or not, or maybe she enticed or who knows, this is all red-handed that this was an intelligence operation.
Yes, I think that you're right. I cited that report from the Daily Mail and from Liberation in my column. And it is clear that that is admitted. Somehow, the operative for Sarkozy against Strauss-Kahn knew before the New York police made the announcement. So that, of course, is more giveaway. So I think, you know, I think he'll be he'll have a hard time getting out of it, because if you look around, you know, the left wing will want to get him because he's a rich white guy, and the feminists will want to get him because they know that all men are always raping women, and there are just so many people that getting him is emotional satisfaction. It goes along with their agendas and emotional needs. And he's going to have a hard time. And it's quite clear, too, to add to your point, Alex, that if he was actually serving the system, they wouldn't touch him. He would actually be able to rape somebody in broad daylight and get away with it in front of witnesses. So clearly he was seen as a threat, and he was just like Elliot Spitzer, and was eliminated. He was a threat to not just the banks, but I mentioned to a wide variety of powerful interests. And the fact that such a powerful figure was destroyed indicates that he was seen as a threat, not as a servant of the system.
Definitely shows that there's a rift between the IMF and World Bank. Definitely illustrates that there is a fight going on right now. We saw Merkel last year call the big private banks like JP Morgan and others, you know, crooks. They're trying to implode Europe. They're trying to implode the United States. They're completely predatory. I don't think at the end of the day Dominique Strauss-Kahn is an angel. But at the same time, I clearly some branches of the ruling class realize that this predatory imploding of economies to consolidate them will end up killing the goose that lays the golden eggs.
Yeah, that's it. Of course, there's no doubt that the man is Randy, and likes the companionship of women, and that, of course, is also being used against him. And I think that, even among the Soviet Communist Party, a social conscience developed among some members, leading to reforms and collapse. And so I wouldn't be surprised that there are people in the IMF who've had enough of squeezing and trampling the poor. At some point, some people are affected by that and reform themselves. And there is perhaps a struggle going on in the IMF, but I suspect that's now over. Because what this, it's not just the arrest, it's the way he is pronounced to be guilty before any evidence is in. I mean, no one's seen the maid. We assume she exists. And who else wants to take on that role and be faced with similar treatment? So it's a huge warning shot to reformers to shut up and get back in line, or you'll be next.
Expanding on that, it certainly sends a message across the board, and we dovetail it with the Indiana Supreme Court ruling last week, and I read the judge's statement in the winning ruling, saying police can now enter your home for any reason, including no reason at all. That's a quote. And the U.S. Supreme Court said they can listen at your door. Do they hear sounds that could be hiding drugs, ruffling, or any sounds at all? They can come in without warrants. And they're now announcing, yes, we're going to continue to expand sneak and peeks and non-terror related, and that now even local jurisdictions are using it outside of the feds. I mean, it's just a complete abolition of everything. And you see, whether Khan is guilty or innocent, if he's not given due process, he has to be set free. Better 10 guilty men go free than one innocent man go to prison. That's always been the maxim of liberty and common sense. And there is a war, a conscious war. I have an Indiana sheriff saying we're now going to do door-to-door gun searches of homes. We no longer need warrants. That they're announcing their avarice-filled, tyrant-filled desire to run wild over us, Dr. Roberts.
Yes, the Fourth Amendment's gone. In fact, you know, look, Alex, this is the subject of my book, The Tyranny of Good Intentions. It went through two editions and a number of printings. That we've lost the protection of law. The constitutional amendments that can comprise the Bill of Rights are simply eroded. I'm sure you're aware that of the recent reports from Tennessee television stations about the police in Tennessee stopping traffic on I-40 and taking everybody's money on the grounds that if you have cash, it's an indication that you just sold drugs and that's drug money. And the reports are that the various police jurisdictions are almost coming to blows between themselves over who gets to disrupt this traffic and take the money. And one of the small jurisdictions has already seized $1 million from motorists. And they go out there and just have blanket traffic stops and go through people's wallets, take their money. This is happening right now. And I can remember in my book, I tell the case of when this was happening in Florida a number of years ago. So you're right. The police, there's really no restrictions any longer on police, what they do. They're unaccountable. And there's no real inclination to hold them accountable. The conservative war on crime has unleashed police and created a monster. And it's very interesting that the Supreme Court, by an 8-1 vote, gave even more power to the police, powers that you just described, because they can say, oh, we heard somebody flushing the toilet, so that meant the drugs were going down the toilet, so we had the right to bust in. So there's no longer any constraints, and people just seem to be at ease with this. They don't seem to be
And now they're announcing the austerity. In Europe, they're going after private pension funds, 100% your money. They're now telling us to get rid of and cut the public pension funds here, but don't stop any of the banker bailouts or corporate welfare. We're going into austerity. The ruling class knows they've committed all these crimes, and they've decided to protect themselves and continue on by consciously setting up a police state. How do we counter this?
I don't really know, Alex. But you're certainly right. That's what's happening. Look, can you remember a decade or two back, the junk bond king, Michael Milken?
Yeah.
Well, he had done absolutely nothing. Though everyone thinks he was convicted of insider trading. That's false. That was a rumor that Giuliani put
Stay
out.
There. Stay there, Dr. Roberts. We're going to come right back and finish that story, get a brief update on the latest Bin Laden fables. I've now admitted just the whole story is fake up one side and down the other. But so what? From the grave, he says he agrees with the revolutions of the Middle East that are U.S. Funded. Amazing. We'll be right back with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Stay with us.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm ready.
Look, folks, if you're amazed by our decline into absolute despotism, don't be. The founders pointed it out. It's historical fact. Tyranny is the norm. And we're going to get a particularly nasty version of tyranny because we're so naive, because we're Americans and it can't happen here. I mean, the police don't secretly all over the country take $100, $1,000 out of your wallet. just no drugs, no arrest. They publicly do it. Public schools don't watch kids at home over their government laptops in the shower or in the bed. Secretly, they brag about it. The TSA doesn't secretly stick their hands down your child's pants. They do it publicly. So there's an open breaking of the will happening, but I see a huge awakening happening, and tyranny will just continue until it finally collapses. Dr. Roberts, in closing, always great to have you. Appreciate your wonderful articles you write for Infowars.com and PrisonPanda.com and thousands of other great sites out there. Your tireless dedication to liberty. I was on vacation for a couple of days, but listening to you while on the Texas beach with Paul Watson, just laying out the bin Laden situation. We've only got about 3 minutes left. Any other points on that subject?
Yes, Alex, you know, a very important point is that there's been no White House ceremony with the president conveying medals on these heroic SEALs who captured and killed the world's most dangerous man. Now, what president would miss a public relations opportunity like that? It's just unbelievable.
Or the body, or throwing it in the ocean, or a photo.
Yes, yes, of course. But we've already covered that, mentioned that. But this is something I'm not seeing anyone say anything about, and I didn't stick it in my columns. But surely, with the SEALs' triumphant return, they would have been awarded medals in the White House by the president before a national TV audience.
And they would have retired that group of SEALs. They say, well, they're so secretive in their missions, you can't see them. He would have at least had the secret ceremony with them being brought in and then coming out and thanking them. Oh, it's unbelievable.
Listen, they wouldn't, he would sacrifice the SEALs for the publicity.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, some people say, oh, well, they had to hide the SEALs because these brave men would be marked by Al-Qaeda and terminated. Really, I really believe that Al-Qaeda is going to penetrate the bases and get the SEALs. But I think that is another giveaway. Now, you may know as well that recently the Pakistani news agency, the equivalent to the BBC in Pakistan, put out a news report from eyewitnesses whom they identified and had speaking on camera that there were three helicopters, only one landed. And 12 people got out, went in the house, came back, and the people got in the helicopter, and as it lifted off, it exploded, and every man was killed. There were dead bodies everywhere, pieces of bodies.
And that's exactly how they operate. That's exactly what they would do. Send the SEALs out on a drill, blow it up, and then say they got bin Laden. I mean, of course they're going to kill the witnesses. I mean, that's the only way that they operate. That's standard.
Well, you know, it's hard to know what's true and what's not true. It's hard to know why the Pakistan would put out a false story like that. We've got no way of knowing. But what we do know is that nobody in the American media asked about it or looked into it or said, could anything like this have happened? Is this the reason there's no body? Is this the reason there are no SEALs getting medals? I mean, what? So who knows? But there's so many things that we just overlook. There's so much potential evidence, different explanations, and they never even get into the public's consciousness.
Now, we're told just believe whatever government tells you, even though they have a history of congenital lying. Paul Craig Roberts, thank you so much for spending time with us. Look forward to speaking to you in the near future.
Same here, Alex.
We'll be right back with Dr. Steve Pachinik on the other side. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.